Shanti. In the time we have together, we will try to do 4 experiments. And many times in Murli, Baba emphasis, even in the last Murli, Baba was emphasizing, we have to practice, practice, practice. And yesterday Baba said in Murli, in the blessing of the Murli, with the power of your stage, you have to change. You remember what Baba said? You have to do with the power of your stage. He said situations will come, situations from matter, situations from people, situations from Maya, they will all come. But with the power of the stage, you have to finish the influence of those situations. And then those situations become like scenes of entertainment. You remember? So mind has to be in such a stage that no matter what happens, no matter what happens to this body, no matter what happens in the drama, it appears as entertainment. It means your stage has to be so high that you as if look down on the situation. As if look down even on what is happening with the physical body. So when we experiment, we'll just do a few simple ones and 4 steps we'll aim to do. The first step is you withdraw your attention from the external world. Now many times our thoughts go all over the place. Our thoughts are as if obsessed by drama, in the grasp of the drama, by things around us, other people, situations, what happens to the body. And the first step in meditation experiments is you withdraw your attention from the external and you become aware of the inner being, the higher being, and as if focus your attention on that. Focus the thoughts on this inner being, the soul, the one that is a guest in this body, the one that is a guest in this world, the one that is invisible, the one that cannot be seen with these eyes, but is the being of consciousness. So instead of all those thoughts about what happened this morning or yesterday or tomorrow, you withdraw your thoughts and become aware of this inner being. That is the first step. And you do that properly. And then the second step is you introduce a theme. And the theme is not the theme, oh, the clouds are nice or some scenery. But you introduce a theme based on knowledge, a spiritual topic. It can be like Paramdham, it can be immortality, it can be relationship with Baba. Different themes for meditation, but you introduce that theme. And then the third step is you concentrate on that. For 2 minutes, but with 100% concentration. And then the third step, the fourth step. You allow the feelings to emerge and you observe the details of those feelings. So let us try. I'll guide the steps and give some thoughts for every step, but the idea is that it is not a passive process. You yourself are experimenting. So you are actively also, along the suggestive thoughts, along with the suggested thoughts, you also think and deepen the experience. Okay. So the first step. So whilst we're aware of everything that happened yesterday, this morning, we as if observe the drama impartially, also observe this body impartially, as if from a distance. And we become aware of the real self, the one who is experiencing everything, the inner being, that one who is having thoughts and feelings. The being of consciousness. The soul. The one that is aghast in this body. Aghast in this physical world. A being of light. And although there are different sound and movements going on in the external world, we do not allow our thoughts to be distracted by that. And we remain focused on this inner being. This subtle being. A being of light that looks like a star. It just requires little attention and interest. In this introverted state, and then the next step, we introduce a theme, and this in this experiment, let us try to remember that time when we were in the home before the soul entered the drama, and try and see the soul clean in its original environment. In its eternal environment. And so with the eye of the mind, we see that subtle, God-like, beautiful being of light, in that infinite dimension of gentle golden red light, a being that is eternal and immortal, eternally secure, safe, a being that needs nothing, eternally belongs to this home of light, belongs to a family of benevolent, royal, subtle beings of light. Belongs to and with God forever. Free from the complications of life in body consciousness. Fully concentrate on seeing the soul in that state, clean in its eternal, original environment. stay with these thoughts around this theme. Just 2 minutes with 100%. And then gently and as if naturally move on to the fourth step. Observe the feelings that have emerged. And as we gradually choose to come to the end of this experiment, we aim to stay with these feelings and aim to stay with this clarity of the truth of my eternal identity. Concentration. Is it easy? So the whole idea of experimenting, sometimes Baba calls it experimenting or laboratory, is to create a stock of experiences. That is one aim. And the other aim is to refine your intellect and to refine the the mastery over these subtle experiences and to explore. And generally, we are not used to using our mind and our intellect in this way. We generally think too much. We think about gross things. We generally think a lot about the drama, maybe all the time, most of the time. And then sometimes when we try to sit in meditation, those same things again come in our mind, if we're not actively choosing something else. So the whole idea about experimenting is to create that stock of experiences, that those higher refined attainments, those refined treasures. And Baba many times says in Avyat Mool is you have to become the embodiment. Embodiment of, you remember? Experiences, embodiment of attainments, that inner fullness. Now experimenting with the different points of knowledge, going into the different stages and allowing those focused thoughts to go into that and create those experiences. That is how you accumulate. Let's talk. Any thoughts so far? Or questions? It is quite easy, self-explanatory. There is just one obstacle. You know what that obstacle is? Anyone? A wandering mind. Anyone else? What is the obstacle? Ego? Attachments? Yeah. And Maya. The other day someone was saying, when you say 100%, Maya says, 99%. So there is always this inner tendency towards degradation, Maya. There is this ego, these false identities that are stored in our subconsciousness over a long period of time. And those false identities, ego, they don't want to think about the home. They don't want to think about the pure, clean, original soul. Those egos don't want to think about God. They want to think about some attachments or some ice cream. Or they want to think about things in the drama, some situation, external things, some name or fame or some whatever that distracts. So there is always this as if competition. You could also say the angel and the little devil inside. And this little devil trying to gain terrain, trying to win over the mind, trying to create noise inside. But if you put the angel in place, if you give space to the higher being, the royal being, the soul, then thoughts will come from that. So just insist. Because what happens if you give in to Maya? Maya becomes stronger. Ego becomes stronger. If you don't give in, then what happens? The ego becomes weaker. Okay, let's do one more experiment. Shake your head a little bit. To wake up, those who need to wake up. And just be determined. Confluence ages for this, no? To play with these jewels, to play, to strengthen our inner world, to become rich in our head and in our heart. Okay. Again, withdraw the attention from the external. And become aware of the inner being. Aware of the subtle, invisible, unearthly inner being. The being of light, the being that is a guest in this body, a guest in this physical world. Like an avyakt star, living, benevolent, free. And in the mind, we make the whole of the drama small. And see it as if in a far, far distance. And drama includes this body and this present scene. Small, small drama far away. And the avyakt soul far beyond. The drama story. An innocent, bodiless, clean, being, the silent observer, a royal being, like an eternal prince, not golden aged prince, but that royal being that belongs to the King of Kings. An eternal avyakt, royal, invisible, but very real. Bodiless, egoless, viceless. A being that needs nothing ever. No desires for anything limited. No complaints. No expectations. Full, free from the complications of a life with ego that is obsessed with drama. Clean. And now we introduce theme. In the mind, we as if zoom in to that relationship between the soul and the Supreme Soul. And that vision that the Supreme Father has for his royal child. Like a king, King of Kings and the Eternal Prince. It is a vision of deep, eternal belonging, intoxication of the Supreme about his royal child. A clean and authentic love that is unbreakable. That is how God sees the soul. God knows that the child is like him in every detail. Soul is like the Supreme Soul, eternally. Baba sees with that vision of equality and high respect. It is a bond of friendship and love and belonging, and that atmosphere feels a home. That atmosphere of welcome, of love, of belonging fills the home of light. And now for 2 minutes we aim with 100% concentration to see that bond, that vision of the Supreme for the soul, to experience that. 2 minutes, but 100% concentration. aim to stay with the theme. Even if thoughts wander off, come back. Determined. Not giving in to Maya. Don't give your mind to ego-based thoughts. Just 2 minutes. Be free from that. And then the next step, gently become aware of the feelings. How does it feel? This vision of God. Baba never loses sight of his beloved child. Allow these feelings appreciate. Connected to this theme. Fill your mind with that sweetness. And as we gradually come to the end of this experiment, we aim to stay with these feelings and do not forget. Idea of experimentation. Three things that are important. Clarity. Clarity. Determination. And concentration. before you move into the bhati, the first part of the bhati, you do an experiment for yourself in silence. But choose your theme now in the mind. But let it be a theme based on knowledge, a theme that will enhance your meditation experiences. And if possible, write it down. If you have pen and paper, the second step, just write down a theme and write 5 lines about the theme. What you know, what Baba has said about it. But let it be a theme that you are convinced about. Let it be a theme that you have churned about. So write the title and 5 sentences of that theme. And then when we go into collective yoga, the first part, you take your theme through the first 4 steps. And observe what happens inside. We are not used to normally use our mind and our intellect in this way. Many times we have many thoughts, and we have lots of thoughts, and we think very quickly. But every thought carries its feelings. Every thought carries its energy and its vibrations. So if we think very quickly, we do not allow the feelings connected to the thoughts emerge. Now meditation, as you slow down your thoughts and you choose your thoughts consciously, you choose thoughts based on knowledge, and you allow the feelings connected to that thought to emerge. So it's not having no thoughts, but having less thoughts. And allow the world of that thought to emerge. But higher thoughts, not ego-based thoughts. Thoughts based on spiritual knowledge. Okay, enjoy your experimentation. Om Shanti.